אנחנו קוראים בספר זוהר לעם.
We're reading in the book Zohar for All, portion אחרי מות, after the death, item 357. We remind you that you can ask questions at cup.tv, and selected questions related to the studied materials will be aired live.
No. What will we ask for? If everyone would ask whatever he feels like, everyone will ask even what he doesn't feel like, rather what we need to ask, that he read, understood this and that, then nevertheless, it's we won't receive anything for it. Although we read a Zohar, and all-heartedly, and everyone wants to reach spirituality, and internality, and whatever, we will receive nothing. Why? It must be the prayer of the many. The prayer of the many is when we are praying to be as one. Like one creator, so are we. Hence, if everyone thinks of that single thing, the chibur, the connection to be as one, then and only then the prayer is received. Otherwise, it isn't. Imagine yourself, there is a big system of providence and governance called the upper light, simple upper light. And we, during thousands of years, are not evoking it at all. It is at a complete rest, because no one thinks to evoke it by the prayer of the many, whereby only then it affects that same desire. Why? Because the upper light in of itself doesn't move and doesn't change. Rather, in order to attract it, it is possible according to the law of equivalence of form. To the extent that we will be as one, then its influence as one will affect us. Hence, everything depends on the effort to be together, and in our effort to join together, we feel how much we are incapable of bonding together, and how much it is necessary, how much we must unite, bond, and there is no other choice, and we want only that. And then according to that inner tension, inner pressure, it shines further, meaning its influence is truly more than the zero. And then, accordingly, we advance. Hence, during the time of the reading of the Zohar in particular, we need to feel that we are longing to be together, united as one, corresponding to the light, for it to affect us, make us united, and reveal in us. And by that, we will be glad or happy to bring him contentment, to please him. Well, we'll try.
Article Bet Ruchot Nekevot, Two Female Spirits, item 357. For 130 years, Adam separated himself from his wife and would not give birth. Once, because of following Cain's killing Hevel, Adam did not want to mate with his wife. From the time that death was decreed over him and the entire world, he said, "Why should I give birth to this towards ruin?" Immediately he separated himself from his wife. 358. Two female spirits would come and mate with him and give birth. And God, those who gave birth were the harmdoers of the world, and they are called people's afflictions. And those fly to people, and they dwell in the opening of the house, and in the pits, and in the toilets. Therefore, a person that in the opening of his house is the holy name Shaddai, that is in the upper Sefirot, all the harmdoers run away and are distant from it. As written, and no affliction should come close to your tent, which is the above-mentioned people's afflictions. 359. At the time that Adam came down in the upper form, the holy form, and the uppers and the lowers saw him, they all drew closer to him, and they crowned him over this world. Once the serpent came upon Eve and put the filth in her, she gave birth to Cain from that filth of the serpent. From there came all the generations of the wicked of the world, and the sections of the devils and spirits are from there and from its sides. Because of this, all the spirits and the devils in the world, half of them are from people and down below, and half of them are from the upper angels up above, because they were born half from the filth of the serpent that the angels some would be riding on. Therefore, half of them are from the angels, and their other half is like people, because they were born from Cain, who was human. Similarly, these other devils, that when they were born from Adam through the two female spirits, are all in the same manner, that they are half from the lower ones and half from the upper ones. 360. After the devils were born from Adam, he gave birth to daughters from those spirits, who are similar to the beauty of the upper ones and the beauty of the lower ones. Therefore it is written, and the sons of the Lord saw the daughters of Adam, because that they are good, and they would all be erring following them. And one male was found that came to the world from the spirit from the side of Cain, and he was named Tuval Cain. And one female came out with him, and the people would be erring after her, and she's called Nama. From her emerged other spirits and devils, and they're hanging in the air and announcing things to the others who are in the world down below. 361. And Tuval Cain would be creating instruments of killing in the world, that he would be polishing all kinds of copper and iron, and Naama would be excited with her emotions and cleaving onto her side, and even till now she stands and dwells between the noise of the great sea and comes out and laughs with people and is warmed through them in the dream, in that passion of Adam, and she cleaves onto him. She takes away the passion from him and nothing more. And from that passion she is impregnated and elicits all kinds of other sorts of devils to the world. 362. And those sons, the devils and the spirits that she begets from people, appear in the dream corresponding to the females of human beings. And they are impregnated by them and they beget spirits. And they all go to the first Lilith and she raises them. And she comes out to the world and seeks for children, and she sees the human children and cleaves onto them in order to kill them and to cleave onto the spirit of human children. And she goes with this spirit, and three holy spirits appear there, and they soar before her, and they take from her that spirit, and they put it before the Creator, and there they study before him. Lilith and Naama, 363. The Torah warns people, and you shall be sanctified and be holy. If a person is holy, he's not afraid of Lilith, because then the Creator calls upon three holy angels, and they guard that child, and she cannot harm him. As written, no harm shall come upon you, and no affliction shall come close to your tent, because he'll command his angels to keep you, to guard you. 364. Because if a person is not holy, and he draws the spirit from the side of impurity, then Lilith comes and entertains with that child, and if she kills him, she cleaves onto the spirit of the child and never draws far from him. And those others that did not draw the spirit from the side of impurity that kills them, and appear before her those three holy spirits, and they take from her that spirit, were they not on the side of impurity? and how come she can govern them and kill them? Rather, this is when a person has not sanctified himself, therefore she kills them. But he did not intend to be impure and was not defiled, therefore she was able to control the body and kill him, but not the spirit, because the spirit is brought before the Creator. 365. And sometimes Naamah comes out to the world in order to warm herself with people, and a person has a bond of passion with her, and he wakes up from his sleep, and he unites with his wife and sleeps with her, and his desire is still in that passion that he had in his dream. Then that son that he gives birth to comes from the side of Naamah, because it is in her passion. And when Lilith comes out and sees him, she knows that he comes from the side of Naamah. And she bonds with him and raises him as the other sons of Naamah. And she's with him throughout many days and does not kill him as he is from her side. 366. This is Adam that is flawed in every renewal of the moon, and she's never despaired of him. Because when any moon is renewed in the world, on the first of the month, Lilith comes out and visits all the children that she raises, and she has fun with them. And then that person is flawed at that time. Happy are the righteous who are sanctified with the King's holiness. It is written about them. And on every month and on every Shabbat, all flesh should come to bow before me. 367. Those things were revealed by King Solomon in the book of Ashmedai, Asmodeus, the king of the devils. And in it are 1,405 types of impurity that people are defiled by. And this Ashmedai revealed to King Solomon. 368. Woe unto people that are all blocked and have their eyes shut and do not know and do not hear and do not notice how they are in the world. There is advice and remedy before them, and they do not look at it. Because people can only be saved through the counsel of the Torah. As written, if there is a person in you who would not be pure, he shall leave the camp. That he would not be pure, that his birth was through the spirit of impurity. An incident in the night during sleeping and his dream. It is written in the Torah, you shall be sanctified and be holy, because I am the Lord your God, then no bad shall happen to him.
No, you will ask something, but to the point. Is there? All right, ask.
Rav, what is chibur, bonding or connection? When I think of bonding,
chibur means that two systems become as one system. That between them there is a common part that belongs to them both. This is what is called chibur. It's not la chibur like when there's one and there's the second one, like with us. In our world, in this world, there is one and the second, and there's chibur between them, like that, a connection. Some pipe that connects, yes? That's it. And then something flow from here and something flow from there. And this is called chibur. Yes? No, that isn't the chibur. That isn't. Chibur is called chibur in the desires. Yes? So that there will be common or shared, mutual, rather. Oh, we found the word. That's the difference between what we considering as chibur in this world and a true chibur. Now, you could say, hold on. What the desire is this disappearing to become as one? No. Well, there's a few things about it. Meaning, if this is the first and this is the second, then the first takes the second's desires, they are here, and the second takes the desires of the first one. Maybe you can try it differently so it will be clearer. I'm taking your desires and join them to myself, and you take my desires and add them to you. But adding it in a way that all that is important to you, you're acting now in order to bestow upon those desires. And here too. In the Chibur, there are many degrees. The whole ladder of degrees are different manners of Chibur. And the difference is both in Aviyut, coarseness, and Eichut, quality, that affect one another also. And in total, I don't know, I can talk about it for about a week now. If we're talking about the manners of Chibur, the integrations, how could it be that one quality feels the other quality and connect, how these qualities pass by being able to feel one another by the desire, because each quality grows over a special desire, yes? So is it possible that one quality would turn into another quality? If its desire would be greater or smaller, or what? So we could do like what they wanted to do in alchemy, as they wanted to turn other metals into gold, or we try and add some particles in the atom and turn it from an atom of iron to an atom of gold, as if it is possible, right? However, it is a matter of chibur. It's not just a mass. It's a matter of chibur. Well, in short, there are many things here that we are yet devoid of any feel about it. Well, we'll talk one day. However, we need to exert in it, and then we'll be able to talk. No.
I think that we're lacking, you know, to opening up a little bit what you're talking about, because that's the whole thing. Every day, chibur, and it passes by the ear. It doesn't catch on, doesn't latch on.
Hence, what I will talk about will not be accepted, perceived.
So what should I prepare in order for this to be, you know, to find something within me so that I'll feel what it is that you're talking about? Because the word chibur passes me by.
Necessity for you to need it. There's no desire for it, so you won't hear.
How can I have a deficiency, a lack for something
from
that I don't
the
feel?
From the friends, I have nothing further to add. The friends should give you desire for it. But I started telling you how great it is. It's all simple. All start and end in the connection. The right connection for the right goal among the friends who are da-da-da-da-da, and that's it. Working on it, you work on it, you don't. Chibur is a... Everyone integrated with the desires of the others, meaning everyone needs to add to himself more and more and more forms of connection. Patsufim, until we come from below upwards, from the point into endless patsufim, and this is called the world of Ein Sof. And it's all by the Chibur, correct? There's no other word. Instead of Chibur, says one man, one heart, love their friend as theyself. One do to others what is said by you. There are a thousand words, but the whole Torah is only in order to do Chibur from the breaking. Yes. But quickly.
Just to sharpen that picture that you've drawn, it appears as if there doesn't have to be a mutual action here, meaning I have me connected without the other one doing any movement towards me, just according to the diagram. That's what I understood.
So, and what's then?
I'm asking if that's true.
Let's say we are connected, but who's feeling it? We are connected. Nothing is done. Everything is done only with respect to us. We are in concealment from Chibur and breaking. We are feeling the Chibur in an opposite manner. Meaning the opposite. We are connected 100% and we are feeling ourselves in some state that is unknown. However, once we begin to reveal, we reveal the lack of connection, the left line.
But again, if I look at the previous diagram you drew before, there's something that seems reciprocal. It's obvious that two cannot be connected to one without one being connected to two, according to this diagram. But in the diagram you now talked about, I just want to see that if I understood correctly what you tried to say here, that at the end, I can be connected to the world, and from the world I don't, or maybe the friend, forget the world, just one friend, I don't need anything from him. As if in return, because until now I had this, at least I had this impression, at least in my head, I don't know how the others, about the others, that the connection between the friend has to be some sort of reciprocal action. But this shows me that I can actually do this inner work with myself, by myself, and to be very much connected with the friend without him even being involved in this whole story, as if. Did I understand this correctly? Or?
Seemingly, yes, but the benefit from it is very small. It is minute, because by that you're not awakening the friend. You aren't making a practical connection with him. So you must show it practically. Yes. Yes.
In order to talk about Chibur, many people are afraid of Chibur, of bonding.
Correct. So what?
And if we are afraid from bonding, maybe there's room to talk about what are we afraid of, as if to I don't know, reduce this.
I have no energy talking about it. We talked enough, read enough. If you want, you can talk about it. I'm done with all this. Yes.
Those one of the recent workshops, there was a question in a circle about what kind of prayer do we need to raise, or something like that. And each one said something different, totally different.
No.
As if it's not even in the direction, because right now, you said in the beginning, we're supposed to have an initial one prayer is one man. We're not even in that direction, going there even. So how do we...
All right, as if I heard.
So how do we begin? I mean...
Where you begin? I don't know. Search for it. I have nothing further to say. You know everything. Now search, where should you start from? Yes, but...
Oh,
that's a friend from the Arava. Today you have a nice haircut. You started, all right?
It became hot, warm. We are constantly receiving, accepting reality in waves. Suddenly there's this ascent that takes us up there and then there is the descent. With respect to this reality, we, as I understand it, should do kind of an annulment, as in some sort of agreement to be in one motion, to feel that there's one motion that is happening to all of us together. And what happens many times is that each one of us is trying to jump in all kinds of directions at the time that we have this common wave, instead of simply annulling and deciding that together we're going to go over these waves. So if to try and stand on a point of bonding in during that motion. It's some sort of an addition that we need to have along with that motion. I don't know, I would draw it like a swing. A swing has its a certain motion, but it's known, well known, that at the time of the when you're going up, you have to add this, swing your feet up, and when you're coming down, kind of pull your legs in, right? And that is the motion we need to do together. If at any time we had a chance of two people coming, doing it together, swinging together, if you do it, that motion together, everybody lifts your feet when you go up and you fold your feet when you go down together, you get that momentum. This is what we have to agree to do together, to try and reach that sensation that it's not that now I have some sort of a personal treatment or relation and I was lowered, rather together we're doing it. I mean, we constantly, to understand the state where I'm in, I have to constantly look around me at the friends, and with respect to them, by looking at them, I can understand what's happening to me.
No.
So what we have here is some sort of an agreement, an accord, if I understand correctly.
Yes.
But there's not that many things that I have to do by myself here. Just an agreement, an accord, to that common movement.
You need to cleave on to the group and do with them what they do. Correct. But what are they doing? There has to be an acceptance in them, agreement that this is how we are acting.
So if now there is this feeling of coming down, of a descent, to at least agree that we're in this together, at least.
Yes, in a descent. Why? What for?
So that even if we're in a state of descent, at least we're together there.
And what's good about it?
And that from that place,
what does descent consider?
Means that after we were pushed up high, now we received the swing back down.
Yes.
And we have to take it as much as we can backwards so that we can push again upwards.
I've never heard of such thing.
I'm wondering if...
No, if you want, you are right with respect to what happened to us in this world, with the swing, I agree. However, you are forgetting that this swing swings only by the light that reforms, both upwards or downwards. Hence, you constantly have to be connected to the light, constantly connected to the Creator, constantly connected to the acting one that moves you. Not that your legs going one way or another. He does those motions for you, those movements. Hence, if you're in contact with Him, both in the swing up or swing down, what will happen in the ups or the downs most certainly will happen correctly. And whether you bend your legs or stretch them, you won't be able to do anything other than your imagination, because your imagination is what receives, not you. In spirituality, you cannot do any slight movement, rather only by the light. First you're asking, then it does, and then it happens.
And the shared action? Because that I understand I can do with myself.
You cannot do anything by yourself, only through the light. If you want to do any act, only through the light. You, nothing. You have no deeds. Forget about it. Nor up, nor down, with a group, not with a group. Spirituality is only through the light alone. Corporeality seems to you that it isn't. Hence, it is called a concealment, because it seems to you that you're doing certain movement. Look, I've done it. It seems to me that I've hit the table, that I harm myself, I harm someone, or whatever. No. But this is a concealment. It is incorrect. This is all also through the light. However, we aren't feeling it. Spirituality is when you're feeling that you are putting Him as a partner. You're discovering Him. You discovered that He is the acting one. And we're moving to the next part.
Moving on to the next part of the lesson, and let's sing together.
היחס שלי אני המכריע, במקום לקבל רוצה להשפיע, תיקון אמיתי יגיע אלינו, בתנאי שאני אחיה עבורנו. אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים, בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לפנות השפעה, לפקוח עיניים, לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בקוס מים. אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים, בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לפנות השפעה, לפקוח עיניים, לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בקוס מים. היחס שלך הוא טוב ומטיב, ורק בזכותך נוכל להשיג. תבונת הבינה אלינו תשיב, נרצה השפעה כמוך נגיב. אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים, בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים, לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים. אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים, בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים, לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים, לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים. השפעה לפקוח עיניים,